What if the Sunday evening dread you feel isn't normal? What if work wasn't meant to be something you simply survive until retirement? Most of us have accepted a troubling bargain. We trade roughly 90,000 hours of our lives for a paycheck, convincing ourselves this is just how adulthood works. We develop an almost Stockholm syndrome relationship with unfulfilling careers, breaking away briefly for something better, hitting obstacles, then returning to the familiar misery because at least the income is predictable. But here's a radical thought. Work can actually be joyful, not just tolerable or bearable, but genuinely fulfilling. When your career aligns with who you truly are, something shifts. Money flows more easily, stress diminishes, you stop living for weekends and start embracing Mondays. This isn't fantasy. It's what happens when you stop letting circumstances choose your path and start designing work around your authentic self. We've been sold a lie about career security. Politicians promise government solutions, universities hand out diplomas as if they're lifetime guarantees, parents push us towards safe professions. But here's the uncomfortable truth. Success is an inside game, not an outside one. That fancy degree has an expiration date. Fortran programming once seemed essential. Now it's obsolete. A Harvard study revealed this perfectly. When a speaker offered a $100 bill to an audience, only one person stood up and took it. Everyone else remained paralyzed. The world doesn't pay you for what you know. It pays you for what you do. Picture two candidates. Nick arrives with his prestigious degree but zero real-world experience. Chuck walks in with calluses on his hands and a decade of proven results. Who would you hire? Major companies like Google, Apple, and IBM have stopped requiring college degrees entirely. Education and information are no longer scarce. You carry all human knowledge in your pocket. What matters now is what you can actually do with it. Your real security comes from developing wisdom beyond credentials, meaningful work that connects your mind, spirit, and natural temperament. We've created an elitist culture where high schools boast 100% college admission rates as if preparing every student for cubicle life serves their best interests. This mindset devalues skilled trades. The HVAC technician earning $70 per hour, while the young attorney supplements his income at Kinko's for $10 per hour. True education happens through diverse experiences, reading voraciously, attending seminars, developing emotional intelligence, helping others, acquiring new skills annually. The most valuable learning often happens outside classroom walls. Meanwhile, we're experiencing unprecedented workplace transformation. America has shifted from an agricultural economy, once employing 79% of workers, now less than 3%, to today's service and information economy, where 50% of all jobs will soon be contract or contingency labor. The stable careers and comfortable retirements our parents expected, gone. But with every change come equal seeds of opportunity for those who can see beyond obstacles. Henry Ford valued executives who made time to dream rather than staying constantly busy. Maybe feeling stuck requires taking a break from busyness, what some call sitting for ideas. Skill alone won't create fulfilling work. Being good at something doesn't mean you should build a career around it. Meaningful work requires three overlapping elements: your skills and abilities, what you do well, your personality tendencies, how you naturally relate to people and environments, and your values, dreams, and passions, what genuinely energizes you. Where these circles intersect lies your zone of genius, that sweet spot where work feels like flow, inspiration is ceaseless, and your output is uniquely distinguished. Most successful people operate in their zone of excellence, doing work they've cultivated through effort, but that doesn't engage their unique genius. This explains the spiritual unrest many feel, that divine discontent when we're not living out our perfect plan. Like ducks forced to run and rabbits to swim, we diminish our best gifts, struggling to develop others' abilities. Stop trying to fix your weaknesses. Focus your energy on your uniqueness with excellence. Your resume might be worthless. Starbucks gets 7.6 million applications yearly. Google hired 7,000 from 2 million resumes. The average opening attracts 250 resumes, with hiring managers spending just 30, 40 seconds on each. What matters? Your online presence. Employers search candidates online first, LinkedIn, blogs, social media, before reviewing credentials. You need an elevator speech, a 48-second description of what makes you unique. See yourself as your own corporation. When interviewing, 70% of hiring decisions happen within 10 seconds based on energy and enthusiasm, not credentials. Among 5,000 HR managers surveyed, enthusiasm ranked as the top quality. One job seeker wrapped resumes in corn husks with punny notes and received multiple offers. Another wore a pink sport coat among 64 candidates in black suits and got hired despite not being most qualified. The only thing worse than being remembered for being weird is not being remembered at all. Traditional employment isn't everyone's answer. Today's technology has slashed startup costs to nearly zero. One entrepreneur spent nothing. He let tree companies dump wood chips on his property instead of driving to their dump site. After 6 months and 120 truckloads, neighbors started buying from him. Zero investment, pure profit. Self-employment offers freedom and control over your destiny. Traditional predictors like IQ contribute only 20% to life success. Emotional intelligence, persistence, impulse control, empathy, hope accounts for 80%. Even with a busy schedule, you can find 15 hours weekly for a side business. Divide them strategically: 20% learning, 33% creating content or products, 27% working with clients, 20% marketing. The biggest myth? Starting a business requires money. The biggest truth? Your real security comes from clearly defining what you do that has value. At the Nashville Zoo, parents warn children holding ostrich eggs, don't drop that egg. They didn't know ostrich eggs require hammers to crack. We live this way, avoiding promotions, refusing to start businesses, hesitating to love deeply because fearful people convinced us everything is fragile. Stop living driven by fear. Start living driven by curiosity and passion. Like eagle parents who expose thorns in the nest to force eaglets to fly, life's discomforts push us toward greater success. The question isn't whether you're too old. Even 27-year-olds fear they've missed their window. The question is, will you keep returning to soul-draining work, or will you spend 48 days discovering what you're truly meant to do? Write down your goals. Identify recurring themes in what captures your attention. Art, music, children, cars. These patterns reveal your authentic path. Something magical happens when you clearly define what you want. You have a unique calling that is your gift to the world. You don't need permission. You need clarity, courage, and a plan. 48 days from now, you could be on a completely different trajectory. What are you waiting for?